Good morning, I'm Doug Trabue. A few weeks ago in Portage, a pickup truck driver struck a bicyclist from behind and the cyclist died. That case has Michigan's bicycling community thinking of another crash that happened a year ago. That's when a driver tried to pass another car on a rural road west of Ann Arbor, but hit and killed triathlete Karen McKeachy, who was riding a bicycle in the opposite direction. The driver was sentenced to probation and $3,000 in fines. Many cyclists called that too lenient and are now asking the state to change the sentencing options. Brian Waldman is an attorney who often represents cyclists and their families. Brian, welcome to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
I'd like to start by asking you to talk about the change to applicable laws that was made by the state legislature in 2009. Could you explain what the law used to look like?
Sure. Back in 2009, the legislature made a change that essentially eliminated the crime of negligent homicide, or what a lot of people think of as vehicular homicide. That if someone was negligent in the operation of a motor vehicle and they killed someone, that there would be certain penalties, including prison time not more than 2 years and a fine of up to $2,000.
Terry Lee LaCroix is the driver who killed Karen McKeachy a year ago. He was charged with a moving violation causing death, which is a misdemeanor. The more recent case in Portage is in its early stages, but given Michigan's current laws, how might that case play out?
What we typically see, unfortunately, is that there's no charge at all. If they are charged with a crime, it's usually the misdemeanor crime that you mentioned. There can potentially be jail time up to 1 year or a fine of up to $2,000 or both. But the judge in the case you mentioned with Mr. LaCroix said on the record in that case that he could not recall one case where he had ever given jail time for that offense. Prosecutors, jurors, judges tend to be sympathetic to these cases because they know that the defendants are not people who intended to do harm.
Is there still a felony option that prosecutors can pursue in that type of case where someone has died?
Sure. So when the legislature replaced the negligent homicide law, they also included another crime called reckless driving causing death, which is a felony and can involve prison time for up to 15 years. But it requires a showing that the operator of the motor vehicle was behaving with willful and wanton disregard for the safety of people.
Earlier this year, we produced a series on bike safety here in Michigan, and one of the things that came up during our reporting was the idea of accident versus crash. And I know that you're a member of the League of Michigan Bicyclists, and the group supports the idea that we need to think of these things as crashes, not accidents. But I do think there are some members of our audience who would think some of these things are accidents and should be treated as such. How do you find the balance between those two things?
That's interesting, and it's difficult because, unfortunately, often the only person who's alive and can tell what happens in these cases is the driver of the motor vehicle. Most of the time, accidents just don't happen. There is some wrongful or negligent conduct that causes a serious injury or a death.
Well, there are certainly, though, other circumstances, whether it's a wet road, weather comes to mind, things that are beyond the control of both sides of the equation, I would say.
You know, I've been doing this for 25 years, and I would say that is true, but that is far and away the exception to the rule. I mean, if someone is driving on a wet road or driving in the rain, we know that we need to conform our conduct so that we behave in a way that takes that into account.
Hmm.
You know, to me, that's not just an accident. That is someone's conduct taking into consideration the conditions.
As I mentioned earlier, you're also a member of the League of Michigan Bicyclists. What is the league's position on the misdemeanor charges that are currently the law?
The League of Michigan Bicyclists believes that things can be done to help combat this issue. And one of those things is passing what is known in other states as vulnerable roadway user legislation, which essentially says that you have enhanced or increased penalties if you injure or kill people on bicycles, pedestrians, similar to the laws we already have on the books for construction workers who are injured or killed in work zones, police officers, firefighters, and other emergency responders, and farmers.
Brian Waldman is an attorney who often represents cyclists and their families. Brian, thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you, Doug.